This is Akashwani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that one major reason for the opposition to the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam is the fear of dynastic parties after the opposition defeated a bill for women's reservation in parliament and state assemblies. In an address to the nation last night, the Prime Minister said these dynastic parties feel that if women become empowered, their leadership will be in jeopardy.
Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam ke virodh ki ek badi wajah hai. इन परिवारवादी पार्टियों का डर, इन्हें डर है अगर महिलाएं सशक्त हो गई तो इन परिवारवादी पार्टियों का नेतृत्व खतरे में पड़ जाएगा। ये कभी नहीं चाहेंगे कि उनके परिवार के बाहर की महिलाएं आगे बढ़ें।
Prime Minister Modi warned the Congress and its allies that the women of India will severely punish them for the sin of feticide. In his address, Mr. Modi said, as the legislation related to the amendment of the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam failed to secure the 66% of votes required to pass it, but the blessings of 100% of the nation's women are with this government.
Bale hi bill pass karane ke liye jaruri 66% vote hamein nahi mila ho. Lekin main janta hoon, desh ki 100% nari shakti ka aashirwad हमारे साथ है। मैं देश की हर नारी को विश्वास दिलाता हूँ, हम महिला आरक्षण के रास्ते में आने वाले हर रुकावट को खत्म करके रहेंगे, हटा करके रहेंगे।
The Prime Minister further said Congress spread the narrative that delimitation exercise would harm certain states, but the NDA government made it clear from the very beginning that no state's share would be reduced and representation would not decline as seats in states would increase proportionately. Ahead of the assembly elections in West Bengal, the Election Commission has released new figures on voter enrollment. Since the draft list was published up to the close of nominations, nearly 5 lakh new voters have joined the rolls. Officials say around 7 lakh applications were filed through Form 6, and after verification, eligible names were added. On 28th of February, when the final list was released, 1,88,207 new voters were included. In the following month, another 5 lakh names were added. Meanwhile, major political parties have intensified campaigning in West Bengal and Tamil Nadu ahead of the assembly polls. In West Bengal, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will campaign for party candidates today. On the other hand, Trinamool Congress Supremo and Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee will hold a rally in Tarkeshwar in support of party candidates from the constituency. In Tamil Nadu, Union Home Minister and BJP leader Amit Shah is scheduled to campaign at Shivagiri in Erode today in support of the NDA alliance. On the other side, Congress leader Rahul Gandhi campaigned in the northern districts. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan conducted a high-level review of the current status of the agriculture sector and preparations for the upcoming Kharif season. During the review meeting yesterday, the minister emphasized that farmers' welfare is of utmost priority and added that the government is fully prepared to address the potential El Nino impact. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan begins his two-day official visit to Sri Lanka. The visit marks the first ever bilateral trip by an Indian vice president to the island nation. The visit comes amid renewed high-level engagement between the two neighbours. Iran has said the Strait of Hormuz will remain closed until the U.S. blockade on Iranian ports is lifted. The Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps described the continuing blockade by the United States as a breach of ceasefire conditions and warned that any vessel approaching the strait would be considered hostile and could be targeted. In Uttarakhand, the portals of Sri Gangotri and Yamunotri shrines located in Uttarkashi district will be open today for devotees on the auspicious occasion of Akshaya Tritiya. Our correspondent reports that the portals of Gangotri Shrine will open at 12:15 p.m. while those of Yamunotri Shrine will open at 12:35 p.m. In IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad defeated Chennai Super Kings by 10 runs at Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium in Hyderabad last night. Today, Kolkata Knight Riders will take on Rajasthan Royals at Eden Gardens in Kolkata at 3:30 p.m. while Punjab Kings will face Lucknow Super Giants in Chandigarh at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.